Ash began falling on the city, as Brett stared upward in disgust. He was, as usual, in a state of mild irritation, forced to do something other than CrossFit with the hottie who'd taken his class 2 weeks earlier. Sarah was a free spirit in range of his charms, if he wasn't forced to miss class in order to shop for fucking toys. Rain mixed with the ash, making a bizarre gray sludge that spattered against his coat. Swearing richly, he slunk under the tattered awning, looking at his phone to verify that he was at the right place. He was. Olden Toys. The sign was hand-painted, glossy, and clung to the heavy glass and wood door like a limpet, its edges worn from the touch of many hands. A warm, buttery light spilled out of the interior, casting shadows that hinted at treasures unseen. Was it even worth it? He was only here because he needed a gift for his current girlfriend's brat, a repulsive little troll with blonde curls and a face like a clenched fist. She was surly, needy, and dumb. But she slept like the dead, so Brett could have her mother in any room of the house she'd won in a divorce 3 years earlier. After 3 solid days of mind-bending depravity, she'd gone cold as a stone after he mentioned that things might be even better if the kid went to bed earlier. It was a rookie mistake, and he'd known it as the words tumbled out of his mouth. The effect was instantaneous. She'd closed up shop, but allowed him to come around, plying her with gifts in between nights out with his boys. He'd found himself drawn to her, and the inexorable tug of sexual memory brought him here, to this dripping awning amid a night in which the city had gone stark raving mad. If Sarah hadn't been magic in bed, he would have cut her loose weeks ago, especially if he'd known that closing the deal on a Thursday night meant wandering around in the rain among fires, car accidents, and sirens. It sounded like the end of the world. But Brett was inured to the worst of the chaos. He'd spent the day sleeping off a legendary hangover, adrift on the wonders of painkillers and a nip or three of bourbon upon rising from his sweaty couch. Earlier, he'd been steadied by a drink at the corner bar, listlessly scrolling through his phone while looking for gifts that might keep a kid quiet. Quiet long enough for him to have a sail-away bang with her mother. Or more, given the memory of Sarah's tits bouncing in the lamplight of her bedroom. He knew nothing of kids, and planned on keeping it that way. But for Sarah, he'd dip his toes in the pool of whatever it was children needed to let the adults play without fear of being disturbed. He hadn't noticed the guy next to him at first, but the stranger slid his stool closer, smiling under the wan light of the dingy bar. His face was obscured by the light, a mass of shadow that gave him an air of friendly conspiracy. Brett held up a cautious hand, his natural city sense keeping him slightly back from anything that could be construed as interest.
"Jimmy, I'm in sales, but I have a background in keys, you might say, and you look like a man with an access problem."
He stuck out a confident hand, smiling broadly.
"Access?"
Brett asked, curiosity piqued by the term. It might have been the booze, too, but he wasn't used to people being quicker than he was.
"Access, opportunity, ingress. So many terms for the thing you need, but it all comes down to solving a simple problem."
Jimmy cracked an ice cube on his molars. It sounded like a gunshot, fading behind his smile. Brett warmed to the guy like a drunk to the bottle, wanting the quickest path to Sarah's lockbox. A single mother with dark hair and milky skin, she was one of those undiscovered gems he specialized in, and he was determined to get back into her bed at any cost. They spoke for a moment, until Brett balked at the way their dynamic was shifting. Jimmy had a way with words, like he knew what Brett needed, but wasn't in any hurry to get to the point. After watching him drain 3 Manhattans in short order, Brett stood to walk. He wasn't anyone's bitch, and he wasn't going to start now.
"Brett, you seem to think that Sarah is the same woman she was when you first met."
It was simple, flat, and factual in the way that brooked no argument. Brett fell back onto his stool as his resolve faded, replaced by the seeds of interest.